Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Practice and Theory of Individual Psychology. Illustrated presents Alfred Adler as a founder of a major alternative to Freudian psychoanalysis, first known in English in the early 20th century. The work gathers Adlerian lectures and papers that define individual psychology as a holistic, socially grounded approach to personality and psychotherapy. Its purpose is not merely to classify symptoms, but to explain how a person organizes experience around goals, feelings of inferiority, social relationships, and a distinctive style of life. Adler treats mental life as unified rather than divided into isolated drives, and he places family setting, social belonging, and future-oriented purpose at the center of psychological development. The illustrated edition may add visual presentation, but the intellectual value remains in the original clinical and theoretical material. The book is best understood as a foundational psychology text that combines personality theory, therapeutic observation, and a critique of more deterministic models of human behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, personality is treated as an indivisible and goal-directed whole. A central claim of the practice and theory of individual psychology is that a person should not be interpreted as a bundle of disconnected instincts, symptoms, memories, or biological reactions. Adler uses the term individual to stress indivisibility, meaning that behavior, emotion, thought, bodily expression, and social conduct must be understood as parts of one organized pattern. This makes the book distinctive within early depth psychology, because it shifts attention away from hidden drives alone and toward the direction in which the whole person is moving. A symptom is therefore not only a sign of past injury, it may also serve a purpose within a life pattern, such as avoiding failure, gaining protection, or preserving a private sense of superiority. This goal-directed view gives Adlerian psychology a practical diagnostic emphasis. The therapist asks not only what caused a behavior, but what function it has in the individual life plan. The result is a psychology of coherence. Even apparently contradictory actions can be read as serving a consistent style of life when seen in relation to the person, goals, fears, and social position. Secondly, inferiority feelings become the engine of compensation and overcompensation. Adler is closely associated with the idea that feelings of inferiority are not unusual defects but common features of human development. In this book, inferiority is presented as a basic experience arising from dependency, limitation, bodily weakness, social comparison, or early family position. The important point is not the existence of inferiority feelings, but the direction a person takes in response to them. A constructive response leads to compensation, in which the person builds skills, courage, usefulness, or social cooperation. A destructive response may produce an inferiority complex, where inadequacy becomes paralyzing, or a superiority complex, where exaggerated self-assertion masks insecurity. This mechanism gives Adlerian theory both clinical and ethical force. Symptoms are not reduced to weakness. They are interpreted as attempts to solve the problem of felt insufficiency. However, those attempts can become rigid, isolating, or harmful when they are organized around self-protection rather than participation in common life. The book, therefore, treats personal growth as a redirection of striving. The issue is not to eliminate striving for significance, but to transform it from private compensation into socially useful activity. Thirdly, social interest defines mental health more than private achievement. One of the most important ideas in the book is social interest, often associated with the German term Gemeinschaftsgefühl. Adler argues that human beings are fundamentally social, and that psychological health depends on the capacity to cooperate, belong, and contribute. This distinguishes his theory from models that treat the individual mainly as a self-contained organism driven by private impulses. For Adler, a person may appear ambitious, intelligent, or successful, while still remaining psychologically distorted if the life pattern is hostile, isolating, or indifferent to others. Social interest, therefore, becomes a standard for judging the direction of personality. It is not simple sociability or politeness, it is a practical orientation toward shared life. The lack of social interest can appear in domination, withdrawal, exaggerated sensitivity, contempt for others, or the attempt to secure importance without responsibility. In therapy, this concept matters because improvement is not measured only by reduced symptoms. A healthier person becomes more capable of mutuality, work, friendship, and realistic participation in community. The book stands out for making social connectedness a core psychological principle, rather than a secondary moral recommendation. Fourthly, family constellation and birth position shape the early style of life. Adler gives special importance to the situation into which a child is born, including family size, birth order, sibling relationships, and the emotional climate of the household. The book does not treat birth order as a mechanical formula that determines personality, but as a significant context in which the child interprets status, security, rivalry, attention, and belonging. A first child, youngest child, only child, or child among siblings of different sex may encounter different social tasks and develop different strategies for gaining significance. What matters most is the subjective meaning the child gives to these circumstances. Two children may experience the same family structure differently because each forms a distinctive interpretation of advantage, deprivation, responsibility, or competition. This attention to family constellation gives Adlerian theory a concrete developmental base. It links adult personality to early social learning without reducing the adult to childhood events alone. The child is not passive. The child creatively forms a style of life from perceived conditions. This idea helps explain why Adlerian therapy often explores early memories, sibling dynamics, and parental attitudes, not as isolated causes, but as clues to the pattern through which the person learned to face life. Lastly, therapy focuses on uncovering purpose, resistance, and the private logic of symptoms. The practice side of the book shows how Adlerian therapy differs from purely interpretive or symptom-centered treatment. Adler is interested in the hidden purpose of behavior, including dreams, resistances, emotional reactions, and recurring interpersonal patterns. Dreams are not treated merely as disguised wishes. They can reveal the emotional preparation a person uses for future action. Resistance is not simply stubbornness against the therapist. It may protect the client's existing style of life from challenge. This therapeutic approach depends on identifying private logic, the personal assumptions through which the individual justifies avoidance, superiority, fear, or discouragement. The therapist's task is to make this logic visible and to encourage a more socially useful direction. The method is therefore both analytic and educative. It seeks insight, but insight is valuable because it can change conduct. Adlerian practice also assumes that people are capable of revising their life direction when they understand the purpose of their symptoms and the social cost of their strategies. The book remains clinically important because it connects interpretation with encouragement, responsibility, and practical change. In conclusion, The Practice and Theory of Individual Psychology, Illustrated, is most useful for readers who want direct access to one of the formative texts of modern personality theory and psychotherapy. Psychology students, therapists, counselors, educators, and historically minded readers will benefit from seeing how Adler developed concepts that still influence contemporary counseling, family therapy, child guidance, and humanistic approaches. The practical benefit lies in its way of reading behavior as purposeful, socially embedded, and modifiable. Readers learn to look beyond symptoms toward the life pattern that gives those symptoms meaning. Intellectually, the book clarifies why Adler became a major alternative to Freud. Where Freudian theory emphasized unconscious conflict and instinctual drives, Adler foregrounded social belonging, inferiority feelings, compensation, family context, and future-oriented goals. Compared with many introductory psychology books, this work is less polished for modern classroom use but more valuable as a primary source. It shows the theory in formation, with clinical emphasis and conceptual ambition closely linked. Its stated elements require careful reading, yet its core insight remains durable personality is best understood through the whole person in relation to others and to a chosen direction in life. That combination of clinical practicality and social philosophy is what continues to distinguish the book. If you would like to support Alfred Adler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.